Thursday, the 5th of March, Tisha B'av, Rabbi Yaakov Hammer, the 4 Parshiyos, Parsha Zochar.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you very much for coming. I must tell you, I was a little bit concerned that no one was going to show this morning. It's always very exciting, Friday midday, Friday afternoon, when the new glossy sheets go off and everyone goes to see who's going to be on the tour away, and hoping and expecting there's going to be a guest speaker. And when I went to see, I saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, every single day there's a guest speaker except Nebuch today on Thursday. So, and if that wasn't bad enough, I noticed I'm the only one without a hat, so I wasn't expecting anyone really to show. So I do appreciate it. I wanted to speak a little bit this morning about the Arba Parshiyos and perhaps to focus a little bit on Parsha Zochar. Maybe to explain, to say two Mahalchim and the Arba Parshiyos. And if one looks at the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah gives a brief explanation as to the inyan of the Arba Parshiyos, so one could perhaps clearly understand that it's four separate ideas, four separate concepts. We have Parsha Shkolim, that the Mishnah says, Bereish Chedesh Adar Mashmin Al Shkolim, and the reason why we learn the Parsha Shkolim is to remind us of the mitzvah of the Machas HaShekel. Parsha Zochar, right before Purim, Parsha Paro, because around the time of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that's when the Bnei Yisrael at the time they had to become tar, and they were served the Par Aduma in order to bring the Korban Pesach. And finally, when we get to Chodesh Nissan, we lay in Parsha Chodesh. It seems to be four separate concepts, four separate inyanim. There doesn't really seem to be any common thread in these four ideas. The Mefarshim, however, try and put them all together and say that Arba Parshiyos, it's all one inyan. It's coming to explain one concept as a common thread, a common theme. Just to explain briefly a couple of ideas, a couple of Mahalchim in the Arba Parshiyos. First one is based on the words of the Chidon. We know that in Avodas Ha'odim, the healthy way for a person to grow is with a klal of Sur Meirah V'Aseh Tov. First, the person needs to stop. They need to cease doing something which is bad, something which is negative, and then afterwards they can start to shtayg, they can start to grow and do something positive. So long as a person starts to do the right thing and they're still holding on to their evil ways, like the mashal which Chazal give, it's b'chinas ha'tevel, v'sheretz b'yad, the person goes to the mikveh and he's still holding on to that which made him tummy in the first place. So first the person is sur meirah, and then there's the aseh tov. And these four stages of Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Achodesh, it's telling us the healthy way, the healthy Gidol, the healthy Mahalach in Avodas Adam and Sur Meirah V'Aseh Tov. Step number one is Parsha Shkolim. And one of the ideas behind Parsha Shkolim is the concept of a Tzibur, of being part of a Tzibur. We know there's many ideas in Parsha Shkolim which demonstrate this idea. One, that there's a certain equality in the mitzvah, to show that everyone is chaser, a person can't do everything by themselves. And the idea is that when a person goes to embark on this avodah of sur meirah, a person needs to be part of a tzibur. A person needs to be part of a group. For a person to go and fight against the nisyonos, the challenges of life by themselves, it's very, very difficult. Now, the pasuk says, ish es re'eu yazeru. A person's part of a group, they're part of a tzibor. Unless a person has larger than life strengths, people like Avraham Avinu, they're able to go against the entire world, it's very difficult for most of us to do that. The Bali Musar say that what is the reason, what's perhaps one of the primary reasons why a person is chayte, why does a person do averis? Because they view themselves vis-a-vis a particular tzibor in a certain way. In other words, I view myself, I'm this type of an individual, and I'm shaykh to this particular group in society, and it's considered normal that certain things we do, certain things we don't do. For this type of an individual, we speak a little bit during Shemoneh Esrei, this type of this is something which, you know, already people who are much more firmer than me, they're above me, that a person views themselves at a certain level, vis-a-vis a particular tzibur, and based on that, that is why they feel this is appropriate for me, or perhaps this is beneath me, this is above me, and so on. You know, Chazal tell us that there are four things which rip up the gzar din shel ha'adam, and one of them is Shino Hashem, if a person changes their name. Now, I know there's a famous Rambam, but the Rambam says that Kaloimar, he adds a little bit of an explanation. What does it mean? Shina Hashem Kaleim. I'm not the same individual that I was yesterday. I'm an Isha Acher. In other words, originally I viewed myself I was part of this particular chevra, this particular group, and as far as that group is concerned, it's okay to do what I did. But now I'm a different type of individual. I've raised myself. I'm a different type of human being. So step number one is the idea of tzibur. When a person's part of a tzibur, then they can go and embark on this concept of sur meira, which brings us to Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar is, we remember the rishis, remember the ra of Amalek. Amalek is, as we know, they're the tamsis of Esav, they're the essence of Esav HaRasha. According to some rishonim, there's a mitzvah say to remember what Amalek did every single day. And the Mefarshim say it's the idea to be sur meira, for a person to hate, to have a disdain, to have a dislike to that which is evil. So once a person knows who they are and they have a particular tzibur, they're part of a shul, they're part of a chevra, a kfutza, then they can start to embark on this avodah of sur meira, of ridding the ra in ourselves. Then it goes on to Pashas Parah, then we already start to get onto the asei tov. Parah is an idea of a person to mekadosh themselves, they metar themselves, they focus on that which is positive and that which is good. And once a person has done this cycle of sur meira, asei tov, then they get to Geula, then they get to Achidush Azalachem, and then a person is ready for Geula. And that's the stages in Avodas Adam. And this idea, this concept, we find not only when it comes to the Avodah of a single individual, but we find this on a national level also. And I was thinking, this is the idea, and what the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, the Chafim and Beis, Gimel Mitzvahs Nitzavu Yisrael B'chnisas in the Aretz. The Klal Yisrael, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were commanded in three mitzvahs. Number one is Lahamad Lahamelech. Number two, Lahafrizah Shalamolik. And finally, Livnei Space Abachiro. And this is Mamish, the idea. Lahamad Lahamelech. Number one is they have to go and they have to appoint a Melech. They have a king. And the idea of a Melech is someone who is Ma'achad Om. He unifies everyone together. There's all different types of groups, there's different factions, there's different contingents among society. And the Melech is the one who is ma'achid everyone together. The Rambam says the Melech is the lave of the Am, he is the heart and soul of the nation. Everyone feels themselves represented in the king. In a good king, a person feels, I have a place in that, in the king, and that's the reason why I'm willing to go and subordinate myself to what the king does and the king wants, because he is much bigger than all of us together. Together he unites everyone. So the constant tzibur comes about through the Melech. Then, once you have the tzibur, then it's lahachri zara shalamolek, then we have the idea of bitl hara, and finally, livnei space abechira, which is the asei tov, which is the idea of now focusing on the good and that which is positive. And the moral over there is Chiddush HaGadol, he basically says this type of idea, first comes the hashloma of the klal, then comes the bitl hara, and then finally comes the asei tov. I was thinking perhaps to say a slightly different mahalach in the Arba Parshas, where really the main part is the idea of Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar is really the focal point which everything revolves around it. We know, Chazal tell us, that the Machzis HaShekel, the Machlekes, in the Yerushalmi and Shkolim, and elsewhere in the Medrash, what the idea of the Machzis HaShekel was coming for. And certainly according to one day in Chazal, it was coming as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And we find many ideas and many examples of this in Chazal. Rashi himself brings from Rav Moshe HaDarshan that everything which we find in the Machzis HaShekel, it's coming to be mechaper for the Chet HaEgel. Now we know that this Chet, this sin of the Chet HaEgel, the Mefarshim tell us that perhaps if we were trying to say in one line what was the Sherish of this Chet. After all, Klal Yisrael, they reached such a high darig, they were at Matan Torah at Sinai, and they were chayta so quickly. So many Mefarshim say that it was a lack of tmimus. It was a lack of tmimus of having a very simple, basic type of emunah without asking questions, without being mishakim too much. It was a lack of tmimus. In other words, the avoida of the others of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was to work on this concept of emunah, to be tzmim and mamish, to be mevatel their das, to be mevatel their seichel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and despite all the various hardships, all the nisyonos which they had, nonetheless, they were mamin And Chazal and Mamshel, the others, Titzmimim, like Susim, like horses, Shirotzim, Achrai, the Bitzei Hamayim, a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, like a trustful horse, he just runs in the difficult waters. So to the others, they didn't ask questions. There was Manasseh of Ram Avinu time and time again, with Yitzchak, with Yaakov, with all of the tzaris, and they didn't ask kashes. The others are called Tzmimim. They're called the ones, they had a certain simple emunah pshuta. And that was in a very small level. The idea was to create a klal Yisrael, that on a national level we should have this koyach of emunah pshuta. And we reached this darga at Har Sinai. When klal Yisrael went to Har Sinai, it was paskezul masim, and they reached the level of Adam Kaidim Achait. They reached this level of tmimus. And again, what happened? Says the Shem Yishmol, the Mefarshim say that it was the Madura Tinyana, the same thing happened again, the same type of chait as Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan, the Mefarshim say, he had all different types of kavanas l'shem shemayim, why he thought to eat from the Eitz Hadas. I'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, it'll make my Nisayan that much more difficult. And if the Nisayan is that much more difficult, I'll bring a greater Kiddush Hashem, a greater Kvod Shemayim to the world by having a Yetzer, by internalizing the Yetzer inside me. And if it's inside me, it'll be so difficult, and Apple Pekin, I'll be Matzliach, a wonderful Kvod Shemayim, a wonderful Kiddush Hashem. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh, you shouldn't eat from the Yetzer Das. It was a lack of tmimus. Klal Yisrael reached this level of Adam Rishon Lifnei Achet, and again, they were in this point of truth, the moment of truth, where this was a challenging situation in their lives. Moshe Rabbeinu said he was going to come back, he's not back yet. What do we do? We'll make an egel again for the right reasons. It'll be just a conduit, it'll be a medium with which we can go and connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mefarshim say again, it was a lack of tmimus. Whatever the reasons, whatever the cheshbonim were, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah, this is something which you should not do. So the Indian of Master Sashekel, without going into exactly why and how giving a Master Sashekel atoned and was machaper for this, but it all has to do with it, the Chet HaEgel, and the Chet HaEgel was saying it's an idea, it's a lack of tmimus. We move on to Parsha Zohar, and we get to the roots. If we seriously want to try and approach this idea and clean ourselves up, and get to the very roots and rid ourselves of this concept, we have to focus on who is Amalek, what do Amalek represent, and somehow if we can rid ourselves of the midas of Amalek, we can rid ourselves of this lack of tmimus. We find all different types of inyanim of midas in reference to Amalek. We find that Amalek have this trait of leitzanus, of zilzul, of mocking. Right, Chazal say on the pasuk of Leitz Taka, Upesiyarin, this is referring to Amalek. Amalek came thousands of miles, we were no threat whatsoever to Amalek, and they came just to go and rid this wonderful Kvod Shemayim which came into the world with the advent of Klal Yisrael, because that there should be this Kvod Shemayim in the world. They wanted to be maskir, they wanted to rid the world of this Kvod Shemayim. Number one was Leitzanus and Zulzul. We also find in Amalek the concept of precious oil, the concept of making a nituk between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Adam. That this is our world over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there is a God, you stay up there in heaven, this is our world, Aretz Nasan Levnei Adam, leave us alone, don't put anything on my shoulders, don't restrict me, don't confine me, don't do anything to me which limits me in any way, shape or form. Chazal say this was the idea when they took the Orlis after the Mila, and they took the Orlis and they were Zerikit clapping Mila, they threw it up into the heavens as if to say, don't impose restrictions on my body. Right? You keep that up. That's for Shemayim. This is my world. And we know that this is what the Nazis, Yimach Shemom, this is something which very much they spoke about. Hitler, Yimach Shemom, said that why is it that this group of people, they're imposing limitations on a male's body, on my ability to live my life to the fullest and to enjoy myself to the fullest. And this was something which they said, this came about through the Jew. The Jew gives a person a conscience, and the Jew limits our ability to enjoy ourselves and to live our lives and express ourselves to the fullest. The idea of making a nitzuk, of making a period. As I'll say, kiyad, the prophet says, kiyad al kase ka. Right? Ein Hashem shalem, ein akise shalem. It means that the Shem Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, it's not able to actually permeate into this world. When there's a Malik, it's caught, it's broken. A Malik is the one who says there shouldn't be any type of connection. You're trying to build up, there should be, from Yetzias Mitzrayim to a Matan Torah. Amalek are the ones that they come in the middle and they say, forget about this nonsense. Everything should stay up in Shemayim. It's very interesting. We find, whenever we find Amalek, we always find a stress on the word Derech. Zachar Esa She'asalcha Amalek Baderech B'tzeischem Mitzrayim. Remember that which Amalek did to you Baderech, when you were on the journey, when you were leaving Mitzrayim. In the Haftarah it says, Pakadati Esa She'asa Amalek L'Yisrael Ashesamli Baderech. Again, there's a dogish, there's a stress on the word derech. The Rambam, at the beginning of every sefer, when the Rambam brings the mitzvahs, in short, in a very curt form, he just brings a few words, two or three words, what is the tamsis, what is the essence of each mitzvah? So the Rambam says, lizkar masav haroyim v'arivosei baderech. To remember the bad acts of Amalek v'arivosei and his ambush baderech. Again, there's a dogish on, there's a stress on the word baderech. Amalek are the ones who they're coming to break any type of continuity. Klal Yisrael, they left Mitzrayim, they're going from one revelation to another revelation at Sinai, and they're coming to break that. There shouldn't be any type of continuity. And we know that the other traits, the other concept which we find associated with Amalek, is the concept of Safik, of Sveikus, the concept of Mikrash, or Korcha. Esa Shekaro, it says by Haman, everything is haphazard, everything is a fluke. Again, it's all the same idea. There is no connection whatsoever. It's all a mikra, it's all haphazard, it's all a chance. Right? That there is no kesher whatsoever between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a Yid is mispater with his suffix, he has doubts, he has fakis and emuna. This is the idea, this is the kerech of Amalek. We know that the Mefarshim tell us Amalek is the gematria of Sofik. Whenever we have this doubt in Emunah, we have all different types of Sfeikas, that all comes about through this Kayach of Amalek. Like the Mefarshim say, when did Amalek come and attack Klal Yisrael the very first time? When they had doubts, when they had Sfeikas. Hayesh Hashem b'kibeinu, imayin v'yav Amalek. Is the Kodesh Baruch Hu with us? Is he not with us? V'yav Amalek. Amalek came, right? Once we have these types of Sfeikas, That's when Amalek comes. So, Amalek is the antithesis of this idea of tmimus, of a person just being mammon, having emuna pshuta, in a tmimus dicker way in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who stands keneged that? That's Amalek. So, after Shkolem, when we speak about the kapara, the atonement for the cheta egel, which we're saying was a lack of tmimus, we go to the roots, to the sherish of the problem, and it all started with Amalek. Then we move on to Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah is the exact opposite of that. If we're saying that Amalek, the rishus of Amalek, is the concept of Sveikus, is the concept of Chakira, that there's no connection whatsoever, Parah is the exact opposite. It is the sea of Emunah Pshuta. We speak about the quintessential chayk, that is paraduma, that is the one chayk about which even Shlomo Melech said, Amarti, achkama v'yurachayka mimeni, I can't understand any type of mahalach, any type of understanding in this very strange mitzvah. It's something which Rashi brings with Shem Chazal, the umayis will make fun of you, they'll say it's ridiculous, it's not logical, what are you doing it for? This is the mitzvah paraduma. And the idea, it's not enough just to go and to consider the rishus of what Amalek did. Now we actually start to fix ourselves up by being mischazik in the area of chukim. And this is the natural hemshech with Parah. There's a famous Be'er Sheva, the Pilegi brings him in Shulchan Aruch, where the Be'er Sheva asks, he says, all of his years he always wondered, he always had the question, Loma ein anu noegim lispao beskifas yodayim lamala. Why is it that we don't have the custom to daven with our arms outstretched, with our arms raised? This is something which we find, if we look through the Chumash, we look in Nach, we find that this is the way that our others always davened. Right? I lifted up my hands, says the Targum, Arimis Yadi Betzile Kadam Hashem, I will lift up my hands in prayer. Ubrachis Rabba Bafashis Chayus Sar Pasak Batisa Rivka Asena Vatiratis Yitzchak says that she saw Yitzchak. Amravuna Tsafa Shiyode Shatayach Betzvila. She saw that his hands were outstretched in Tvila. Amra Vade Adam Godlu. She said, this is clearly a man of great stature. Look at the way he's davening. He's davening with his arms outstretched. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'll leave the city and I'll lift up my hands. It says, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to fight against Amalek, it says he lifted up his hands. So ask the Be'er Sheva, why is it that we also don't have this custom when we daven to lift up our hands? At the end of the tshuva, he says, "V'shem yishleim ma'achas shenimtzu noyegim umayt ha'olam, akum lispao tach beskifas yadayim lamala." Being that this is something which the Noitzrim, which the other nations of the world, they've hijacked, so to speak, they took this from us. This has become a goyish custom. V'chein einanu noyegim akshiv lispao tach. Therefore, we don't do this anymore. Just like Chazal say about the union of a matzeva, that even though it was something which was ahuva lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mei ha'avos, achshav sona ma'afi she'asu elu kananim chayka avodas kechavim. This is something which has become a ritual of avodah zara, so therefore it's something which we stop doing. But what is this idea? You daven, the priestess yadayim, with your arms lifted up. So one said that the idea is this. When a person is oimid lefnei ha'melech, a person is standing lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're asking for rachamim, tefila is bakashas rachamim. They're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for panasa, for gezunt, for everything which they need. And they're standing in lifnei Hashem. So what is the one area, what is the one part of the body that we naturally feel is ours? We see the results of our handiwork. It's our hand, it's our yodayim. Teichi va'itzim yodi. It's the person sees in their hands, tachlis, they see results. So the idea when a yid is Eimid Lefnei Borei, stands in front of his creator, the priestess Yadayim, the idea is I'm giving back everything to you. Even the one thing which seems to be that I'm doing it myself, I'm lifting up my hand to Shemayim as if to say in admittance, it's all coming from you. Ultimately it's all from you, I'm not doing anything myself. And this is the way that historically, this is the way that a yid would be mispalel. And it says, the Mefarshim bring a remez over here to Amalek. It says, V'chashe yaniach yadei v'gavah Amalek. When Moshe Rabbeinu's arms, when his hands were raised in prayer and tefillah, then klal yisrael were menatzeach. Then we would win the battle against Amalek. When we'd realize that ultimately everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing which we do ourselves, it's not our world as such, it's not that the world is menutik, there is a kesher, it's only to the extent which I can connect, I'll be matzliach. That's when the Bnei Yisrael woman atzeach against Amalek. Chashe yaniach yadei v'gavra Amalek. Mefarshim say the last letter Sofitavis of yaniach yadei v'gavra Amalek is the word choker. Amalek is the choker. He's the one who is matzal the sveikas, who asks the kashas, who says, no, it's all me. I'm doing it myself. This is a mikra. That's a chance. This is a fluke, and so on. This is the klipa. This is the idea. This is the koyach of Amalek. This perhaps is another mahalach to explain the Arba Pashyus. Again, Shkolim is the actual atonement, is the actual tapara for the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel came about through a lack of tmimus. It was the second madura of this Chet, of the original Chet of Adam. The way that we fix it up is by focusing on the Sherish of this concept, of this Kilkel, which all comes about through Amalek. Amalek is the one who represents this lack of tamimus, the kerech of mikra, the kerech of safik. We move on to perhaps the asei tov of the way that a person should really strengthen themselves is with the idea of even mitzvahs which seem so illogical, doesn't make any sense to us, the concept of a chayk. And Be'ez Hashem, if we do the shkolim, the Amalek and the para, we finally get to achodesh hazelachem reish chadashim. Once a yid has been mashlim himself in these areas, primarily in the area of emuna, tzadik b'emuna seyichya, then Be'ez Hashem will see the haftach of Chazal come true, that just like the Bnei Yisrael were Niglu the first time in Nissan, as Hashem will also be Zeichet to Yeshua, to Nechames, and the Gula Shlema, and Chodesh Nissan.